that Avraham approached the Matthias, he approached Ephraim to effect the purchase of Machpelah in order to have a burial place for Imenu. The Pasuk says, Vayokom Se Ephraim Asheba Machpelah. After Avraham Avinu had handed over the 400 shekel kesef to Ephraim, Vayokom Se Ephraim. Rashi says literally this means that there was a transfer of ownership. The field of Ephraim was transferred. Then says that Avraham buried Sarah Ishtoi in Maaret HaMachpelah, and the Pasuk says once again, Vayokom Hasada. The field was already transferred before he buried Sarah Imenu. Why did it say a second time Vayokom Hasada? There was only one transfer. There wasn't two transfers of ownership. Says Zohar Chaim HaKadosh, he says as follows. He says this can be explained with the Gemara in Bava Basra and that's in Dalton of Beis. The Gemara says as follows: Nichte Akum Harehein Kamidbo. If a Yid, a Yisrael, buys a field from a non-Jew and he pays for it with Keter, the field becomes, so to speak, Kamidbo, like Hesker. The Goy, the non-Jew, wants to receive the money. He transfers his ownership, he's makne the field, but the Yisrael is only koina from a non-Jew with shtar or chazoka. So as long as there's been no ksiva shtar, as long as there's been no document written, as long as the Yisrael hasn't made a king in chazoka, it isn't his. So we have a situation where the field is no longer the non-Jew, but it hasn't yet become the property of the Jew. And that's why the Gemara says, Nichte akum harihein kimidbo. Once a non-Jew receives money before the Yisrael is made a king of Shtar or Chazoka, it's effectively like a mitzvah, like a wilderness. Hefker, it's become, it's not, it's no more the non-Jew's property, but it's not yet. Says the Racham HaKadosh, Avraham Avinu had the status of Yisrael. Ephraim, of course, was a non-Jew. When he paid Ephraim 400 shekel keter, at that point in time, the field transferred out of Ephraim's ownership. Ephraim was no longer the owner. There wasn't yet Avraham Avinu. He was the Yisrael, and he sold the Nikoina field from a non-Jew with Shtar or Chazok. Then Avraham Avinu buried Sarah Imenu in this field. That was a form of Kinyan Chazoka. By utilizing the field, he made a Kinyan Chazoka. At that point in time, it actually became Avraham Avinu's property. There are two transfers over here. That's why the prophet said twice Vayokom. The first transfer was out of Ephraim's Rishut when he received the funding. The second transfer was into Avraham Avinu's Rishut. That's why the prophet says Vayokom twice. If we have a look at the first Vayokom, as we said, according to the Yachayim HaKadosh, it's a transfer out of Ephraim's possession, but it hasn't yet become Avraham Avinu's. Yet the Pasuk says, Vayokom Se Ephraim La Avraham La Mikna. The Pasuk seems to say that the transfer was La Avraham La Mikna, meaning there was a transfer into Avraham Avinu's Rishus. This doesn't seem to tie in with what the Yachayim HaKadosh says. There was only a transfer out of Ephraim's possession, but it hadn't yet become Avraham Avinu's. The Meshech Chochma, he actually explains the two Vayokom in the same manner as the Yachayim HaKadosh explains, and he adds a few words. He says, the first Vayokom, it says, La'avrom le'mikna le'enei b'nei ches. What was meant when the prophet says le'enei b'nei ches? Le'enei b'nei ches. They were watching, they were there, they were looking. What do you mean, le'enei b'nei ches? He explains as follows. La'avrom le'mikno le'enei b'nei ches means it wasn't in actual fact la'avrom le'mikno. It hadn't yet become his because he hadn't yet done a kinyan shtar or chazaka. It had just gone out of Ephraim's possession. It was la'avrom le'mikno, it became Avraham le'enei b'nei ches. They thought that it was already Avraham. He already had ownership. In actual fact, it wasn't yet his. So it was only La'avrom le'mikno le'enei b'nei ches. As far as they were concerned, it was already his, because they were under the impression that Keter affects a full transfer of ownership. In actual fact, because Avraham Avinu was a Yisrael, it only became his after the burial of Sarah, which was in fact a Kinyan Chazot. This pshat in the two Vayokom that we've mentioned is working with the Hanocha that Avraham Avinu was in fact a Yisrael. Now this is not so straightforward. Not everybody agrees that the others had the status of Yisrael. Ramban in Parshat Emor in fact says yes, that the Obed already has a status of Bnei Yisrael. Once Avraham Avinu was Nichnas Librit, he became a Yisrael, he was no more Ben Noach, and there was already then a situation of Yisraelim and Bnei Noach. So then one could say that Avraham Avinu had different halachas than Ephron. Although Kinyan Keter is what was by non-Jews, Avraham Avinu was a Jew, he had different halachas, different kinyonim. The Rambam brings down the Chachmei HaTzafatim say no, that the Ovis in fact were Bnei Noach. There was no concept then of Yisraelim and Bnei Noach. Now, the concept of Klal Yisrael of Yisraelim only took place the Shabbat Mamat Har Sinai, when Klal Yisrael were Mekabel the Torah. That in effect was a Geirus, and then there was a concept of Klal Yisrael, but until that point the Ovis, the Shvatim, they all had the status of a Ben Noach. If they had a status of a Ben Noach, the Chura, the Kinyan Keter should have been enough to effect a Haknoa, in fact, a transfer to Avraham Avinu's ownership. So, although the Meshech Chochma is there, Agut Mahalach, if you take on Avraham Avinu, have the status of a Ben Yisrael, but according to the Chachmei HaTzafatim, the Baalei Tosfos, who understood that the Ovid had a status of Ben Noach, it's not going to work. One could. Grandfather of the Guru to Tzadik and Rocha, in reference to this, he asked two questions. One question he asked was that this Erechaim HaKadosh Meshech Chochma doesn't work for Kuli Alma. Besides the fact that perhaps the others were Bnei Noach, he asked as follows. So if you learn through the Suki in Baba Basra with the Rishonim, you'll find the Machlekes Rishonim. True. The Rashbam and Rabbeinu Hanan are of the opinion that when you pay a goy money, a non-Jew money, the field is transferred out of his ownership. When he throws out a kinyan shtar or a chazokah, then it becomes his. So then you can say, this pshat in the psukim, Avraham Avinu, by burying Sarah, he did a maisa kinyan chazokah, and it became his. He says that according to the Raivet and the Rashba, the only way a Yisrael can affect a Kinyan when he buys a field from a non-Jew after he's given money is with a shtar. Chazaka doesn't work. The only way that he can affect a Kinyan only becomes his when a document is written. Once a Yisrael has handed over money to a non-Jew, in order to fully affect the purchase, in order that it should become his, you need a shtar. The only way he can be claiming it is with a shtar. If you learn, it took him in accordance with the Erechaim HaKadosh, and you work with the Naivet and the Rashba, things aren't going to work. Perhaps he did a Kinyan Chazaka, but there was no evidence of a Kinyan Shtar. If we say that the two Vayochim are because Nichtei Akum Harehin Kemitbo, the two parts of the purchase of a field of a Jew from a non-Jew, and the second Vayochim was affected with the Kinyan Chazaka, that's only going to work if you take Chazaka work when you buy it from a non-Jew, which is the opinion of Rabbeinu Chanan and Rashba. That according to the Rashba and the Raivet, this isn't going to work. So according to the Rashba and Raivet also, we have to understand what the two Vayokoms are. Yasmanakasha. We're actually learning Kiddushin at the time, and that's how you can speak about it. Yasmanakasha. He says, Kinyan Kesef, the concept of Kinyan Kesef, we know that Kesef are Kinyan, Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. Mistei Ephron is in fact the Makoyer. There's a concept, there's a mosque of Kinyan Kesef, and we utilize the pasuk, which is actually later on in Sefer Bereishis. The pasuk says, Hasoda Ashekona Avraham. We learn it from the pasuk, Hasoda Ashekona Avraham. Now we know Avraham gave Kesef, and the pasuk refers to Ashekona Avraham as a Kinyan, and from there we learn that Kesef is a Kinyan. My data asks as follows. is if you learn the kinyan was affected with chazaka, hasoda ashekona Avraham, the kinyan was affected with chazaka, not with kesef. How can we learn kinyan kesef from hasoda ashekona Avraham? The kinya wasn't affected with kesef, it was affected with chazaka. It only became Avraham through chazaka. The whole sugya at the beginning of the Kiddushin isn't going to work if we learn this mahalach in the psukim. Let's try and suggest a different way of understanding the two vayokam. There's a number of differences that we can note between the two vayokam that are mentioned in the pasuk. The first vayokam it says as follows: vayokam stay Ephraim. Vayokam stay Ephraim. The second vayokam it says vayokam hasoda. In the first vayokam it's written stay Ephraim, it's referred to stay Ephraim. The second vayokom is just referred to as hasoda. The difference between the two. Why the difference? Now this can be explained according to the Yochai Makosh. The first vayokom, it was still say Ephraim. At that point in time, it belonged to Ephraim, and it was a transfer out of Ephraim's possession. The second vayokom was in order to affect that it becomes Avraham Avinu. It wasn't anymore say Ephraim because nichte akum hanehein kemitzvah. It had already been transferred out of Ephraim's possession. So the second vayokum was just hasoda, it was a stay Ephraim. So according to the Rechama Kodesh, we can understand why in the first time it says stay Ephraim, and the second time it says hasoda. But this is the differentiation between the two. There's another difference between the two vayokum. First vayokum it says as follows: vayokum stay Ephraim, lavrom, lemikna. So when we refer to the vayokum, we say it was vayokum, lavrom, lemikna. Became his acquisition. He acquired it. The second vayokum it says, vayokum asod el Avraham lachuzas kovet. There's a difference between the two. The first time it says Avraham the miknah, and the second time it says Avraham lachuzas kovet. Why the difference between the two? Why was the first time lemikna, and the second time lachuzas kovet? Lachuzas kovet. That means that it was his, in order to bury the dead there. It's another difference. Have a look at the first vayokom. First vayokom says as follows: vayokom stay Ephraim, asher b'machteva, asher lifnei mamre, hasoda, v'amo'ora asher boi, v'chol eitz asher hasoda. The pasuk, when it speaks about the acquisition, it enumerates three things. Number one, hasoda, the field, amo'ora, the cave, v'chol eitz asher hasoda, and all the trees that were growing in the field. Three things are enumerated. The second vayokom, it says vayokom hasoda v'hamor, with no mention of a kol eitz asher hasoda. Why does the prophet the second time round only enumerate two and not three of the things that he acquired? There's another difference. The first prophet says vayokom stay Ephraim lavrom lemikna le'enei b'neichei. Of course, the Ene B'nei, it wasn't the Ene B'nei Ches, he was acquiring it from Ephraim. It was Ephraim's field, it didn't belong to B'nei Ches. So Vayokum was the Ene B'nei Ches. The second Vayokum it says, May Ace B'nei Ches. And that needs a lot of explanation. He wasn't buying it from the B'nei Ches, it didn't belong to the B'nei Ches, it belonged to Ephraim. Why does it say Vayokum Atode, May Ace B'nei Ches? Now the truth is, the whole halachelech, the way the event unfolded needs understanding. Avraham Avinu, after Sodom and Gomorrah died, who does he approach? He approaches Bnei Ches. I dad of Bnei Ches Bema gave a speech of Elohim Yemochem, Tzviachus Echavim Ochem, etc., etc. And the Bnei Ches agreed to give him a place of burial. And then he went to Ephraim. Why did he first approach the Bnei Ches? If he wants to buy Ephraim's field, the person he has to approach is Ephraim. He was acquiring a field that belonged to an individual person. He should have gone to Ephraim. Why did he first have to seek permission from the Bnei Ches? In fact, that floor already asked this question. Why did he have to go to Bnei Ches? What was the relevance to them? It was a personal deal that he was effecting with Ephraim. And that law wants to say that there's a concept of bar mitzvah, that when somebody sells a field, neighbors have first right, so he wanted them to relinquish their rights of bar mitzvah. That's how that law wants to explain what's happening over here. A neighbor has first right. If somebody sells a field, the neighbor can say, I am the one who's got rights before you, and they could have spoiled the sale, and therefore he wants to get their permission to go ahead. One could perhaps suggest that what was happening over here was something else entirely different. If we learn the Pesukim, I think it fits in very, very nicely. And we'll bring a ride from the Mizrahi as well. The field belonged to Ephraim. But Ephraim didn't have absolute rights over the field. Burial rights were retained by Bnei Ches. In other words, when it came to burial, the Bnei Ches, they kept overall charge over all burial rights in the area. And that's why Avraham Avinu first approached Bnei Ches. He wanted to bury Sori Imenu in this field. Ephron had general ownership over the field. But even after he bought the field from Ephron, he still wouldn't have the burial rights. And therefore he first had to have their agreement that he would be able to bury his dead there before buying the field of Ephraim. What point would there be in buying the field if he couldn't bury Sori Imenu there? He wasn't interested in it as a general investment. And that is why he approached the Bnei Ephraim with the Rechaz first. If we're correct, and we'll see that it fits in very nicely in the Pesukim, if we're correct, then we can easily explain the double Bayokom. The first Bayokom was the general acquisition of the field, general ownership, the set, and that was affected with the Kinyan Kesef. Then there was the issue of acquiring the burial rights. By burying Sora with a Kinyan Chazoka, he then acquired the burial rights from Bnei Ches. That would explain the two Bayokom. When you have a look at the Mizrahi, I think this is what the Mizrahi means to say. Mizrahi says as follows: the Beshute Shal Mikra, Shnei Milosh and Kinyan. He's referring to the double Vayokom. Both of them are expressions of Kinyan. Ela shechoza v'kosu Vayokom pam shnia. It writes Vayokom a second time. Why? Because of the extra acquisition with regard to burial rights. She'afal pi shekono oite im ha-kesef. Although he'd already acquired the field with money, with kesef, he hadn't yet merited to acquire it as a burial place. Rat acha shekova shom esora. I think that's what the Mizrahi means to say. The double Vayokom is because even after he'd effected the kinyan with Kesef, and it become his, it wasn't yet his lachuza kever. He hadn't yet acquired the burial rights, and therefore there's a second Vayokom by burying Sora there. It became his with regard to burial rights as well. This is correct, then we can explain all the chilukim between the psukim. We ask as follows: the first Vayokom it says Vayokom stay Ephraim. The second Vayokom it says Vayokom Hasoda. Why the difference? The first acquisition was the general ownership. With regard to the general ownership, who was the owner? Ephraim. It would stay Ephraim. The second Vayokom wasn't with regard to general ownership, that Avraham Avinu already had. The second Vayokom was what? Burial rights. Vayokom Hasoda. It didn't belong to, the burial rights didn't belong to a particular person. It was under the jurisdiction of the town, of the people. Vayokom Hasoda. That's why the first time it says stay Ephraim, and the second time it says Hasoda.
How was he coining the burial rights? With money or?
Chazoka. Chazoka.
And so they got nothing for it?
No. Chazoka. You must forget it wasn't of great value to them. Chazok, they were masking. He was over to Avraham Avinu. Chazok. The first Vayokom we noted, it says Vayokom stay Ephraim Avraham lemikna. The second Vayokom says Vayokom asoda Avraham lachuda kov. And we noted that the first time now it was lemikna, and the second time now it was lachuda kever. The way we're learning, very very understandable. The first time was a general acquisition, Avraham lemikna. The second Kinyan, it was already hit. It was Avraham Lachuda Tova. That was when he acquired the burial rights. We noted that the first Vayokom was Le'enei B'nei Ches. The second Vayokom was Me'es B'nei Ches. There, there, Poshet. The first Vayokom B'nei Ches were the onlookers. It wasn't a deal that was being struck between the two of them. It was Le'enei B'nei Ches. They were onlookers. It was the acquisition of Ephraim's ownership. The second Mayokom was Me'es B'nei Ches. The burial rights was from B'nei Ches. He was acquiring what belonged to them. He was acquiring what belonged to them. We also asked that in the first Mayokom, it says Asoda Hama'ora Chol Eit Hashem Asoda. In the second Mayokom, it says Asoda Hama'ora and neglect to mention Chol Eit Hashem Asoda. Why the difference? I think it turns to their portion. The first acquisition was the general ownership. Asoda, field, all of the cave, Choleta Sheba Soda. When you're dealing with burial rights, the Soda is relevant. You can bury people in the field. Hamaora, you can bury people in caves. There's no way you can bury people in trees. So with regards to burial rights, that didn't affect the trees at all. Choleta Sheba Soda had no shaykhet at all with burial rights. When you're dealing with the general acquisition, we mentioned Choleit Asher Fasoda. When you're dealing with burial rights and trees have no connection at all. And therefore, in the second Mayokum, it doesn't mention Choleit Asher Fasoda. If we turn this way around, the kasha from the Gemara in Kiddushin isn't shared at all. The actual Kniya, the actual ownership, was affected with Kinyan Keter. Hasoda Asher Kona Avraham was Taki Kinyan Ketev. I've had the Gemara's right to learn from Kinyan Stei Ephraim, Kicha Kicha Stei Ephraim, the Ketev is a Kinyan Ketev. It was just the issue of burial rights that was done with Chazot. That's what one could suggest with regards to the two Vayokum. Just say a few words about Goda in conclusion. The Potuk says, directly after the story of Stei Ephraim, Avraham Zokin Bo Vayom. Avraham was old, Bo Vayom. He was advanced in days. The question is, what's the double expression of this? He was old, he was advanced in days. Advanced in days means that he was old. What's Shabbavron Zokin Bo Vayom? Paul shall explain as follows. As Zikna and Bo Vayomim are two entirely different things. A person can be old, but he's not Bo Vayom. A person can be Bo Vayomim even before he's old. Bo Vayomim means comes with days. Each day has a tachlis. Each day is important. Each day can be filled. Somebody is Boba Yom, somebody is utilized his day properly. Every day has been used. Somebody is old, he's not Boba Yom. He hasn't used the days at all. He's wasted them. Avraham was Zokin, so he wasn't only Zokin, he was Boba Yom. Each and every day has an importance. Each and every day has a tachlis, and he utilized each day to its full. The importance of the day, you can see stories of Tzias Mitzrayim, Paroi, Vayavidus Nei Yisrael Beforech Beferach. Initially came to Kali Yisrael, he said, I want to embark on a big construction, a big building venture, will you please give me a hand? Each brick that you lay, I'll pay you for. And Kali Yisrael came along and helped him for the day, and they worked hard, they worked in the Kiboyrim, and they managed to build an enormous amount. At the end of the day, Tariq turned around and said, right, you've done so and so much every day, is it today? That's your quota on each and every day. And the lady didn't take part. Didn't take part. Why didn't they take part? Because they didn't want to spend their day building for Paroi. They had better things to do with their day. Although it was only one day. But each and every day is important. Each and every day has a tablet, and they weren't prepared to give away that day to help Paris. This is the importance of a day. Each day is wichtig. We find the Gemara tells us that Namoya that travels for 3 months to go to Yeshiva, he was there a day and then he had to travel back for 3 months. It was called Ba'be Rav Techad Yema. Ba'be Rav Techad Yema. Every day is important. Every day has a tachlis, every day has a mishul. Avraham Zokin Bo Vayom. Importance of a day. Chazal tell us. Actually, a story that Acha quoted in the Yerushalmi, Acher was Yotzon Talbusro. Acher was a great Talmud Chacham. He was a Rebbe of the Mer, but he became an Apikoidus. And he related once, what thought about the fact that he became an Apikoidus? What was the story behind it? So I explained to you as follows. He says, my father was one of the wealthiest men in Yerushalayim. When I was born, he made a huge Sudas Bris, raised a Sudas Bris, and he invited all the dignitaries, only from the Rabbonim, and it was a huge affair. There were jugglers there, jesters there, food there, dancing and music. It was a massive affair. I think it was the Kiva of the Yeshua, I think it was, they were there. And as everything was going along, they said, they're enjoying themselves. Hey, but they do, but not that they don't. They'll sit down and learn. And they learnt with such intensity that an age came down in Ashomayim. And Acher's father got a tremendous shock. You come here to burn my house down? So he said, no, this is a spiritual fire. It's a fire that's come down from Shomayim, just as Torah was given with fire. If Torah is learnt with full intensity, an age comes down in Ashomayim. It won't do your health anyhow. Shteitz Chayim there had a tremendous covered by Harocha for these Tanoim. Look how great they are. They learn. And Eish comes down in Hashemayim. Said Acher's father, and Kachi Kvoida Shul Torah. That's the honor of Torah. I want my son to become Talmud Chacham. Said Acher, my father's intent was incorrect. He didn't want me to become a Talmud Chacham because Torah learning is the right thing to do, because it's an admirable thing to do. No. It was the covet that attracted him. Said Acher, because the beginning, my beginning, was wrong, was the wrong attention, therefore the end result was disastrous. Said the Potik says, Toiv Achris Dova Mereshisai, Toiv Achris Dova Kshu Toiv Mereshisai. The end result is only good when the beginning is good. When the beginning is good, then the end result is also good. If the beginning is bad, then the end result, Rachman is wrong, can also be bad. Ben Seira Meira, he needs an Alshem Soifoi. It's only if he's over those Averas within the first 3 months after he becomes a Godel. Because everything is affected by the beginning. About the importance of a day, or by Yomim, and the importance of a beginning. I can only express my admiration and my support for all those that organize and start the day. Take it away. Yeah. 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 Yeah.